perhaps. The concert here in the piazza begin very soon. Will you be staying? Would you have dinner with me? Oh, I am too bold. You are shocked. Tonight? Then you accept? I know you want me not to be so eager. Well, I have met many Americans. No, Signora, I'm not much of a photographer, but I see you are. That's a most handsome camera. Well, of course. You ask me. Yes, I guess I am. All right, I am. But how else can one American tourist meet another American tourist in romantic Venice? And anyway, my parents are Italian. Have dinner with me, will you? We'll be right back.
What is an ethnic group? Why, for example, do these Puerto Rican families enjoy getting together as Puerto Ricans on this festival day? Why do they enjoy wearing traditional Polish costumes here in the United States? They are members of an ethnic group. Why, for example, do these Chinese Americans as Puerto Ricans enjoy getting together as Puerto Ricans wearing traditional Polish costumes because of their consciousness of a common origin in China? Are they members of an ethnic group? They are members of an ethnic group. The grandparents of these Puerto Rican families came from Poland. Why do they enjoy wearing these Chinese traditional Polish costumes here in the United States? Celebrate, live, marry, work together. Celebrate, live, marry, work together. Celebrate, marry, live, marry, live, work together. Work to live, work to marry, work to celebrate, work together, work to enjoy getting together as Puerto Ricans on this festival day. Are they members of an ethnic group? They are members of an ethnic group. Are they members of an ethnic group? They are members of an ethnic group. What is an ethnic group? An ethnic group is a group of people who feel kinship with each other because of wearing traditional Polish costumes. What is an ethnic group? An ethnic group are members of an ethnic group.
Impressed. In colonial days, as the United States of America was being built by brave and honest people, there were times when superstition ran rife and hate claimed the minds of our countrymen. In New England, the mere accusation of being a witch was enough to sentence a person to be tied to a stake and burned alive. This terrible form of colonial justice, with its unfair court proceedings, sent many an innocent woman to her fiery death.
This court finds you guilty as charged. You are a witch, and I hereby sentence you to be burned at the stake.
No! No! as I lay my head down. Lord, he goes, he's partying to me, yeah, as I lay my swinging down. Lord, he goes, he's partying to me, yeah, as I lay
the streets as a scientist human transplantation experiment runs amok. The Astro Zombies.
It is done, Francho.
John Carradine and Wendell Corey star in one of the most frightening horror films ever made. Watch in terror, scream in fright, thrill to breathless excitement as these skull-faced Astro Zombies strike blindly at living flesh, tearing, ripping, and killing with blood-drenched fury. Unbearable suspense and sadistic terror grip the senses as these human transplants threaten the safety of a city.
This is a very delicate situation. We are concerned with the mutilation murders that have occurred over the past 6 months.
The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill.
Killing.
Between them, they created a blood-soaked reign of terror to stagger the imagination. The Astro Zombies are a strange, weird, unbelievable breed of living dead in human form. Their deranged, transplanted brains could only lead them to murder, action to thrill you, suspense to make your blood curdle. You watch in frightened fascination, beating hearts and throbbing living brains are transplanted by a scientist whose motives are entirely dedicated to evil.
Come on, who are you?
Watch as the vicious Satana tortures her victim. Watch as the astro zombies attack with maniacal fury. Watch as a deadly weapon cuts a head in two. Watch as the blood flows and splatters the screen. Watch the astro zombies. You will die a thousand deaths as you watch The Astro Zombies, starring Wendell Corey and John Carradine.
Bailo, 我是你们的遥远的操作者，这是雪莉和斯宾诺莎电台，请向我们发送一封电子邮件，告诉我们你喜欢不喜欢吧。
Muy valiente de un regimiento español que en la guerra de Melilla de la fila se fumó y aseguran que la causa del hacerse desertó fue el hechizo de una mora que al muchacho dominó y la madre su regreso muy ansiosa de esperar pensar que el soldadito al cautiverio ingresará. Soldadito, soldadito, no traiciones tu nación, que en tu pueblo hay lindas majas, de ojos bellos y corazón. Soldadito, soldadito, tu regreso han de esperar. El cariño de una madre que de pena morirá. Y ese bravo soldadito ejército del regimiento español. Tan solo con la mirada la cautiva lo rindió. Y por eso los oficiales toman cierta precaución de alejar a las moritas para salvar al batallón. Un espía ha regresado y entregó un fiel papelito donde dice que la mora tiene de España un morito. Soldadito, soldadito de la tierra del amor, no te entregues a tu morita, no traiciones tu nación. Soldadito, soldadito, no te olvides de un querer, que si tienes quien te adora, por ti llora otra mujer. Soldadito, soldadito, no me olvides de un querer, que si tienes quien te adora, por ti llora otra mujer.
Again, Captain, we're getting out of range. I don't know whether I can raise him again or not.
Well, try, try.
Right, sir. Here we go.
Hello?
Readings, please.
1583. Left jet, 1583.
1,000 volts positive, main output tube.
Speed, 24,832.
Speed, 24,832.
1,500. 2,000.
XR1 calling CQ.
3.
XR1 calling
CQ.
Hello, hello, hello.
5. 6.
XR1 calling CQ.
7.
XR1
8,000. 9. 10,000.
All right. They've reached critical voltage.
Hello, hello, hello.
Any luck?
No, sir.
Put your transmitter back on automatic.
Yes, sir.
Why do you laugh, Major?
Why do you laugh, Major?
Why do you laugh?
There it goes. There it is.
Fire forward, group 1 and 3.
You'll hear the sound any second now.
Steady as she goes, Mr. Lustig. Airspeed 100.
Any second now.
Altitude 1,000.
Come on, maybe that...
Get down.
Even the static's getting weaker now.
We only knew what they were going to say.
What's the difference?
They're gone.
Altitude 500. More. 350.
Hello, hello, hello.
Three. Up a point now.
Hello, hello.
All right.
Hello. Yeah, that's just the sort of thing a machine would do.
Wait, maybe something's come. Hold it. Wait. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
You'll hear the sound any second now.
Wait. Hold it.
Any second now. Any second.
Now let's see what happens when I press this.
Thank you.
would you like to give a speech?
87 years ago.
There we go.
Our forefathers
brought forth
on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all people are created equal.
Are created equal.
Yeah.
Now we are
engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come here to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far beyond our poor power to add or detract. It is rather for us, the living, to complete the great task which they have set out before us, that these honored dead shall not have died in vain, and that this country, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not vanish from the earth.
Shall not perish.
Shall not perish from the earth, right? So do you remember it? Why don't you say the whole thing now?
I remember one word of it. Yeah. Okay, shall we hear the Gettysburg Address with Sally in the background? Stop.
We just had another caller ask for some more figgy pudding. I guess they were already tuned up for that one. They had their...
It's heated up, sitting on one of those little slanted aluminum trays. Sad news, one of the Rat Pack is deathly ill in the hospital.
Which
tonight.
One?
Peter Lawford.
Oh, boy. Oh, joy. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Now I'm in clover, I'm glad all over. I wanna shout hooray. I wanna shout hooray. I found a horse you couldn't go wrong. And then of course you happened along. Oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I find that every night time, daytime, I used to be blue. But my Maytime has started with you. I will admit I've had some luck, but it has always been bad. Oh, what dumb luck I've just had. Dodo, 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 dodo. Oh boy, this is my lucky day. Shout hooray, 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 yo-yo. I found a horse you couldn't go wrong. And then, of course, you happened along. Dodo, 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 yo. Oh boy, this is my lucky day. I'm lucky. Oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Dodo, dodo, now I'm in clover. Oh my, I'm glad I'm over. I wanna shout hooray. I wanna shout hooray. I found a horse you couldn't go wrong. And then of course you happened along. Oh boy, I'm lucky. Hey, hey, I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm lucky, oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Now I'm in clover, I'm glad all over. I wanna shout hooray. I found a horse you couldn't go wrong. And then of course for she'll happen along. Oh, boy, I'm lucky, I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day, this is my lucky, lucky day,
My brothers and sisters, for we are indeed, in a very real sense, eternal brothers and sisters, children of our Father in heaven, I feel deeply gratified to be in your home and bring to you a glimpse of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, commonly referred to as the Mormon Church, in these few moments that you might understand what a Mormon is and why we are different.
studios have clocks everywhere. On the studio wall, in the control room, in the hall, in the bathroom, time is of the essence in radio. Periods of time on commercial radio stations are sold as commodities. This compels broadcasters to operate in definite time segments, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, and 60 minutes being the most common divisions.
Thank you.